Welcome to Wonderlust, where we travel, talk about travel, and just have a great time.
We are right now on a cruise.
Somewhere in the ocean.
For 7 days.
Somewhere in the Atlantic.
What's the best vacation you've ever been on?
A cruise to Cayman Islands.
Cayman Islands. I've never been. And what was the best part of it?
Riding in a submarine and getting to see a bunch of fish.
That is awesome. Okay, what did we have planned for Vegas? And what did we do in Vegas? We did a whole entire Vegas in one night. Or as some like to call it, half of the strip or whatever. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go?
New York.
And why New York?
Because it has good pizza.
You should try Chicago.
This is our annual Chicago thing we
do
every year.
So. It is. It sure is. If you ever want to share your stories, book a trip, or talk to us for any reason, reach out to us at travel@kihomeandaway.com. Today on Travel Tuesday, I'm going to tell you guys what it took for me to get to Canada this past week. So first, a little backstory. I am in Louisiana at my mom's house, not in Florida at my house. Also, back in 2018, 2019, I got divorced. And I since then have not gotten my passport changed. I know, but that's where it all begins. So I'm at my mom's house. Brian's at the house in Florida. We are meeting up in Dallas to catch flight together to Canada. Obviously, being at my mom's, and I've been here for 9 months now, being at my mom's, I didn't bring my passport with me at all. So Brian was going to bring it with him. So he's got the passport in his bag. We're meeting in Dallas, so it's no big deal. I have my COVID card with me, my vaccination card, because going international, you know, that's part of the requirements. So I have everything that I need ready. The other thing I have, since my passport doesn't have the last name changed, is my divorce decree saying this was the last name, this is the last name now. Being a travel agent, it is my job. It is my job to remember that when you're going international, the name on your passport needs to be the same name on your plane ticket. It is my job to know this. What did I do? Not that, right? So my mom lives about 45 minutes away from the airport. My brother lives 4 minutes away from the airport. Exaggeration, but it's like right around the corner, 2 miles or something like that. So my mom says, why don't you go spend the night with your brother and he'll take you to the airport in the morning. Now, if you listen to, I don't remember when, a couple of past Travel Tuesdays, I had talked about, and when I say listen to, I mean on Twitter, I'll do a Travel Tuesday series of questions, and then sometimes I'll go through and make a video and talk about things. But I had mentioned that the thing that I hate most about traveling is leaving the house because there's always a potential that I'm going to forget something, and I always feel like I am forgetting something. So my mom says, go stay at your brother's house, and I believe I have everything with me, and I pack my bags, and I go to my brother's house, and I'm there. Now, being that the airport's right around the corner and it's a teeny tiny little airport, you know how we have that, you know, be at the airport 2 to 3 hours in advance or whatever. With this airport, you need like 30 to 45 minutes. But me being me and me being the panicked and worried person that I am, I was like, I want to be there 2 hours early. I don't care what. So I have my brother go and take me at like 4:30 in the morning. We go to the airport, and as we're on our way and we're just kind of chit-chatting, whatever, he says something about vaccination requirements, and I go, oh crap, I left my vaccination card at my mom's house 45 minutes away. So then I had to call my mother at 4:30 in the morning. The woman who said, go stay at your brother's, that way I don't have to make this long drive. I have to call her and say, hey, mom, I need you to make the long drive. So my brother's then going on like, oh, you don't need it. Don't even worry about it. You know, you filled out the pre-flight prerequisites on your phone. You already like uploaded pictures of your vax card. It's no big deal. And I'm like, it's not a big deal until it's a big deal. I know this. It's not a big deal until I show up and all of a sudden everybody wants all the things. Guaranteed. So he drops me at the airport and I go up to the counter. And I'm like, okay, I don't have my vaccination card, but it's on its way. And they say, okay, we can't even check you in until your card gets here. Of course. But I'm 2 hours early, so it's fine. So I'm sitting there waiting, and I haven't even got to the whole passport issue. That's like step number two. They can't, like, I don't know. So I'm sitting there waiting, and I text my brother and I say, yep, they need my vax card. And of course, he's going like, if you already did it online, I don't understand why they need it. And I'm like, yeah, but they do, because of course they do. So then as I'm sitting there, my brother texts me and he says, why don't you go on like Walgreens.com or Walmart.com or wherever you got your vaccinations done at and see if you can upload it from there. So I do that and boom, I can upload it from there. So I go up to the counter and say, hey, I can upload it from here. And I call my mom and I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I'm taken care of. And so they say, okay, let's go ahead and check you in. So then we get to the passport issue. So I show them my passport. They look at my ticket on their screen. They said, hey, last name is different. Now, by this point, we're like an hour and some change in. So it's like the time that I needed to arrive at the small airport if I had no issues at all. So now we're going through the process of the last name situation. And then I don't have them. I don't have my passport. I have a picture that Brian took of my passport to show to this guy. So that was the other issue. And he talks to a lady and she says, well, you just got to put a note in the system saying that she promises that her passport's going to be in Dallas. And, you know, whatever happens when she gets to Dallas is her own fault, basically. So he puts that in the system. Then we have to go through the whole last name thing. And I was like, yep. Okay, so my ticket and my passport don't have the same last name, so he needs to change it in the system. Now, this seems like no big deal, but for some reason, he has to call a number and tell them so they can unlock some magic portal or something so he can go in and change my last name. So then we're on hold, and as he's on hold, because this whole situation is taking forever, as he's on hold, you hear them saying, like, now boarding to Canada. And I'm like, oh my, because I'm still downstairs, like, I haven't even gone through security yet. So I'm just sitting there waiting. And so he's on hold and he's saying stuff like, okay, we got like 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes for me to get done with him, go upstairs, go through security and get on my plane because they are boarding right now. So I'm waiting. And there's this guy, he's standing to the side and he's sitting there and he's like, I don't know. And I said, are you new? And he says, yeah, I'm in training. I said, don't you love this? And he was like, oh, it's not the... like he couldn't even get the words out. He couldn't even say it's not that bad because it's that bad. And so I'm like, yep, just say it. It's that bad. And he's like trying to smile and be reassuring. There is no reassuring at this point. We all know what it is. So, well, I'm like counting down. I'm pacing. He's just trying to look like, oh, so everything's going to be okay. Everything's not going to be okay. I'm texting my brother and I'm like, we got 6 minutes. And then it's down to three. So then he's like, we got 3 minutes. At the 3 minute mark, they finally do answer the phone. And the guy says, hey, I need to change the last name. Then for whatever reason, they can't unlock the magical portal so he can change the name. They have to do it themselves. So now I got 3 minutes and I'm waiting for these people on the other end to change the last name. And you would think it would be like type, 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 enter, last name change. But it's not. For whatever reason, we're just there waiting. And the guy says, I don't know if we're going to make it. We're going to have to put you in the next flight and you're not going to get to Canada until midnight instead of noon. Midnight instead of noon. Mind you, when we get to Canada, we're going to rent a car and then we have to drive 2 hours because Canada is huge. We have to drive 2 hours to get to our resort. So now Brian's going to have to what? Land at noon, drive 2 hours, get checked in, drive 2 hours back somewhere around midnight to come get me and then drive me 2 hours to the resort. That's the plan. So this guy's like, we're going to have to put you on the next flight. So I text my brother and I said, they're going to have to put me on the next flight. And I text Brian and I said, I'm not going to make it. See you at midnight. Now the see you at midnight is a joke because before I had moved where we live, I lived 7 hours away and I would go and visit and we were house shopping and I would always miss an exit or something. So the joke became see you at midnight because whatever time I'm supposed to arrive, I'm not going to get there this time. So I said, see you at midnight. I'm not going to make it. I'm sorry. Now he's already on the plane going to Dallas. So he's not going to get the message until he lands. So on top of that, then I'm like, you're going to have to just drop my passport off with somebody so that I could pick it up when I get there. Because remember, he has my passport. So that's the situation. I'm counting down. You hear him. Now boarding. Final boarding call. Canada. Blah, blah, blah. You hear all this. And I am still downstairs. So, guy's on the phone. And he keeps pushing this big button. I don't know what it is. But anyway, he starts printing stuff off. I'm like, okay, stuff is printing. This is great. So he pushes the button again. He gets tickets and stuff printed off. He takes my bag. He puts it on the thing, pushes the button some more. So I guess this is a stop. We got one more bag button or something. So then they're like, run upstairs, run. So they're running upstairs. There's nowhere to run. It's a tiny airport. It's like, you know, a flight of stairs and then you're at security. So then I'm at security And there's obviously this guy who is on a whole nother flight. So he's like, go in front of me if you're going to Canada. And I was like, thank you so much. So then we're at security. It is a lady in front of me, and then the guy who's catching a different flight. So this should be easy, right? So I put all my bags and stuff on and, you know, the laptop, shoes, blah, blah, blah. And it's going through the little conveyor belt. And I show the lady my ticket and my passport. And I pull out the letter that says last name change, yada, yada. And she looks at it and she says, what's this? And I said, last name change. They had to go and change. Because I showed her, what did I show her? Oh, yeah, I didn't have my passport. So I showed her my driver's license. So she looks at it and she's like, last name change, what is this? And I said, you know, they had to change my ticket downstairs because I'm going international, yada, yada, yada. So she looks at it and she's like, okay, well, this lady over here is going to have to look at it too. Cool, whatever. So the lady that she's talking about is the lady who is running my bag through the scanner thing. So the lady runs my bag through the scanner things. And then she looks at the papers and she's like, I don't get it. What is this? And I told her downstairs, they had to change the last name on my ticket so that it would match the last name on my passport. I have a picture of my passport if you want to see it. And she's like, I don't need to see your passport. And I said, okay. So she's looking over the paperwork and she's like going over the last name. Like she's reading the whole entire divorce decree. Just joking. I only had the first page. Oh, by the way, the divorce decree was lost at home somewhere. So all I happened to luckily have was a copy that I'd put on my computer back in 2019, a picture copy of the front page. So I had to print off a picture of the front page of a document without actually having the document with the stamp and the raised seal and all that. So that was the other thing that I had to just hope would be okay along the way. So anywho, she's reading this thing over, combing through it like she just learned to read yesterday or something. And then she goes, 2019 or 18 or whatever it was. Like she is judging me because it's been years and I haven't got my passport updated. And then she's like, I'm going to need to see your passport. I told you that I had a picture of my passport and you said you didn't want it. Now all of a sudden you want it when the plane is boarding actively. So I pull out the picture, I show her the passport, and then she starts going through the top to bottom, the whole first page of the divorce decree. Again, I'm like, it is number four. Number four says last name change. Number four. Why? What are you doing? So she combs through as slowly as she possibly can. And I turned to the other lady and I said, am I about to miss my flight? And she says, you got a couple of minutes. And so I'm looking at this lady as she continues hearing that I'm about to miss my flight, continues to like baby step her way down the document. And finally she's like, okay, downstairs said it was okay. Downstairs already said it was okay. Like, what role did you play in this whole thing? Scan my bags and let me go. But anyway, so she scans bags and we go through. And so I get to the other side. And then for whatever reason, because lucky me, right? My bags decide to get flagged on that whole, we need to wipe it down and test it for chemicals or whatever. So now, and it wasn't just like one bag. It wasn't just like my purse or whatever. It is all of my belongings. So now this guy has my purse, my laptop, my backpack, which is full of stuff, my shoes. And now he needs to carefully swab each thing and put it through the little machine so that they can say like, okay, all this residue or whatever is okay. That's what I'm going through now. While my plane is actively loaded and I'm like the last person standing there. So, there's one guy, he like oversees security. I don't know what his job is, but he just sits there at a chair. And so I turned to the guy and I said, hey, can you just let them know I'll be there in a minute? And granted, again, this is a tiny airport and all he has to do is walk 150 feet or something and say to somebody, she's right here and she'll be there in a second. So he goes down there and he's like, last name? And I tell him my current last name. So he goes down there and he tells him and he comes back and he's looking all confused as he's walking back. And I was like, oh, I told him the wrong last name. So I tell him the last name that it is under because they had to change the last name. So we're yelling down, the last name is this one, blah, 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 blah. And the lady's like, okay, can you hurry up? So now security is in this one space. I step out into this little hallway thing. So I'm directly looking at the lady who has a little walkie talkie and makes the decision whether we're going to hold the plane or shut the doors. And I'm looking at her with my pleading face. And I'm like, just 1 minute. And she's like, are you going to be here soon? I said, I'm waiting for this guy. This guy does not hurry up and swab my bags or give me any kind of leniency. He just keeps on swabbing slowly everything I own. Here goes your shoes. Your shoes are fine. Great. That took you like 3 hours, but thanks. And now it's the purse. and the laptop and every single pocket in my very pocketed backpack. You know how they are. They got like 72 pockets. So he's going through each and every one of those. I'm looking at this woman. This woman's looking at me and I'm like, he's almost done, I think. And so she's on the radio like, keep holding. She'll be here in just a second. So finally he gets done. So I grab all my stuff and I run down to her and she's like, run, run. And she's like, hold the door. She's on her way. She's running. You know, because we've got to make it sound as urgent as possible. Sit down, close the door on my face. So she, you know, is like, okay, where's your ticket at? And at this point, I don't know. So I just hand her like every piece of looks like it came from the airport paper in my purse. And I just throw it all down. And I said, I don't know. And so she finds my ticket and she scans it. And she says, all right, run down there and get on the plane. So I go down there, I get on the plane, and I make it to Dallas. I text everybody. You know, my brother's already texting me back saying he's sitting outside. He's waiting to pick me back up again. He's called off work. I text Brian. I say, hey, turns out I will meet you in Dallas. No big deal. And I get on the plane and I get to Dallas and the rest of it went off without a hitch. And I was just, I'm going to get my passport changed. I'm definitely going to do that. That's like first order business when I get back home, because that was drastic. And it's not the first time that I've flown international. It's not the first time that I had to do this whole entire situation with the passport and the last name and everything. But usually I don't have a copy of a document, and I don't have, you know, any sort of issues. It's just like, here's the document, here's my passport, here's my ID, and everybody's cool. Not this time. So I'm definitely never going through that again. And then always on the other side, I'm like, all right, well, I'm in another country. And if they tell me I can't leave because my last name's different, tell everybody I miss them, but I live here now. And I'm completely comfortable with that. So I hardly ever worry about it on the way back. But when we left Canada, we stayed the night at the airport that we were leaving out of in the morning. And I did go back and I went to the information desk. I went to the desk and I was like, here's my passport. Here's my copy of a piece of paper with the last name change. Here's my ID. I don't know what you have in there for my ticket, but if you could get that changed now, please do. And so I went and got that done a day ahead of time, so I wouldn't even have to worry about it. And then it seemed like getting out of the country, everybody gave everything a quick glance and nobody cared what my name was. No one at all. No one wanted to see a Vax card. No one wanted to see anything. It was like, if you've done pre-flight, then you're good. Goodbye. So that was that. It was traumatic. It was traumatic and dramatic. And I'm definitely getting my passport change. So happy Travel Tuesday. Bye.